This is Dakota Datebook for December 17th. On this date in 1919, North Dakota finally brought the notorious Geyer Gang to justice. For years, the Geyers had been stealing tens of thousands of dollars worth of cattle and horses across Sioux County and the western slope counties near the Montana border. They hid their thefts by moving the livestock to a remote 9-section ranch near Mobridge, South Dakota, where they pretended to run a legitimate ranching business. Leading the crackdown was Attorney General William Langer, who had made stopping cattle theft a top priority. His brand inspectors played a major role by spotting altered or rebranded cattle and tracing them back to the Geyers. A key figure in the gang's downfall was Mustache Maud Black, a woman well known in the rustling world and sometimes called the Queen of the Cattle Rustlers. She had once been close to the Geyers, but everything changed when the gang stole 30 of her own cattle. Feeling betrayed, Maud agreed to talk to the authorities. She later said that when she walked into Langer's office, hell began a-poppin'. She explained the gang's routine, the men involved, and how the stolen livestock was moved and disguised. In court, she made just as strong an impression, arriving in a cowboy hat, men's shirt, short skirt, and boots. Calm and confident, she gave quick, sharp answers that helped identify Jack, Ben, and Sam Geyer and expose how their rustling ring operated. Using Maud's information, Langer organized a meeting with prosecutors from Stark, Billings, and McKenzie counties and hired professional cattle thief trackers from the Montana Cattle Growers Association. After weeks of undercover work in the hills of Thunder Hawk, South Dakota, the Geyer brothers were finally captured. The following summer, Jack Geyer was sentenced in Fort Yates to 3.5 years in prison, and investigators traced stolen cattle as far as the St. Louis stockyards. The case eventually reached the North Dakota Supreme Court, which upheld the conviction a couple of years later. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Elena Meyer. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.